Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is Anne Maria McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you in the name of none other but Jesus Christ, our Lord. We do thank him for being real and for being good to us, and we bless his holy name. Hallelujah. My sisters and my brothers that are out there listening to this, we thank God for the opportunity to come and speak to you and be with you, spend time in the Word. Hallelujah. The Word of God is life. The Word of God is light. And that we are grateful for. Glory. Let's pray, Father. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we do honor you tonight for who you are in our lives. We thank you for being real. And we do thank you for being God. Hallelujah. Speak to us this hour, Lord God. And let your will be done in all of our lives. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And God, we bless you for the fast. We thank you for taking us through. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for being a blessing. We thank you for the revelation that has come. Oh, we've experienced throughout this entire month. God, we do thank you. God, we do bless you. God, we do praise you. God, we do honor you. Hallelujah. Because you blessed us, Lord God. And Father, as we have fasted and prayed and sought your face this month, Lord God, this first month of the beginning of this year, Lord God, our prayer, Lord God, is that for the rest of the year, we will allow you to govern. For the rest of the year, we will call you Lord and Master, and you are that to us. For the rest of the year, oh God, we will put you first. For the rest of the year, we will rise early to speak to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There is no other God but you. There is none besides. We are the people of Almighty God. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are the ones who call him Lord. We are the ones who call him Savior and Master. We bless his name. We are the redeemed of the Lord God, and we say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are to us. We praise your name. We bless you, Lord God, because you're so good, good, good. Oh, we are excited about all of the great things that will manifest this year, Lord God. We thank you for your glory, the glory that's been given to us by Jesus. And we walk in the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk in the glory. We walk in the blessing. We walk in the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As our Lord Jesus is in the light, we walk in it. We praise you, Lord God, and we give you glory and honor for all things in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. McQueen Universal Ministries comes to you and blesses God and blesses you. Hallelujah. For the wonder of the great arm of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for you being available to the things of God and to the mind of God. I thank God today. God is so wonderful. Last week, we looked at the word early. And we said that Jesus had a pattern of rising early, getting up a great while before day to pray, to go into a solitary place to pray. And we saw that he went into the temple early. And, you know, these are the things that we saw of our Lord. And we say in the name of Jesus that we take on that pattern. But glory to God, in addition to that, as the Lord began to show me the scriptures and as I read, hallelujah, I read about not just Jesus and his pattern, but I looked in scripture and I saw Abraham. Genesis 21:14 says, Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water, and the scripture goes on. Genesis 22:3 says, Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and it goes on. And then Genesis 28:18 says, Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone. Chapter 31:55, still in Genesis. And early in the morning, Laban arose. Exodus 8:20, the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning. 9:13, Exodus says, the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning. Hallelujah. Exodus 24:4, Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning. Hallelujah. Exodus 32:6, they rose up early on the morrow. Chapter 32:4, and he hewed out two tables of stone like as the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning. Numbers 14:40, they rose up early in the morning. Joshua 3:1, and Joshua rose early in the morning. Joshua 6:12, Joshua rose early in the morning. And the Bible just continues and continues. Some of the great ones, how they rose up early in the morning, hallelujah, to seek God, hallelujah. That's why last week we looked at Jesus, our greatest example. Well, it would stand to reason that those who have believed in Jesus would follow suit. But those who even, glory to God, were here, Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Joshua and many, many others, hallelujah, the prophets. We find that in Jeremiah. The Bible said he sent the prophets early, hallelujah, rising early. And as I read these things, I said, oh, God, it's important to rise early. I encourage you, saints, to rise early. But then the Lord began to reveal something even greater to me. I began to see it's not just rising early in the morning, but rising up early to do the will of God. First things first. First thing in the morning, or as soon as God says it, don't lollygag about the things of God. Do it early. Do it quickly. God tells you to give, give early. Give quickly. Give now. Don't wait and say, I'll do it later. I'll do it. Don't procrastinate. Do things early. And so as we continue to finish on this fast, I want to encourage you, glory to God, that you should do things the rest of the year early. Just like we have sought God first thing this year, we did it early. We didn't wait till the middle of the year to say, oh, God, what do you have for me this year? We didn't wait till September to say, oh, God, what is your will for us this year? No, no, no. We're doing it early, amen? And we're saying, God, show us now, early in the year, what is your will for us for the rest of the year? Let us accomplish your will for us. Hallelujah. And so I encourage you, my sister, my brother, to follow suit with the word. Follow suit with what we have seen. Follow suit with how we started to seek him early. Let's continue to seek him early. First thing in the morning and first thing in the situation. As soon as you know the will of God, obey him early. As soon as the Lord gives you a charge, obey him early. As soon as you know to do good early. Do it all quickly. Do it right now. Do it as soon as possible. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, because God is an early God. God is a quick God. He's a suddenly kind of God, and we want to follow suit. Amen? Glory to God. I bless God for you. Thank you for working and walking through the fast with us, and thank God for you. I know that it was a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Never mind challenges in the flesh. I know that in the spirit, you have received what God has prepared for you. I thank God for all of you. Continue to fast. Continue to pray. God will give you the intervals. You should do that. Hallelujah. And must do it. God will reveal those to you. Or you can join us in one of the other fasts the rest of the year. Surely we'll go on a fast again. We will let you have all of the details when we do that. But I thank God for you, and I thank God for your patience and for working with the word and for loving God's word and loving God's people. Thank you for praying for us in the ministry. Thank you for giving. Hallelujah. Every one of you that has given financially, given of your time and your prayers, I thank God for you, and I bless God. I'm thanking you early. I'm blessing you early. Hallelujah. And I'm giving God for glory for your life early. I'm doing it right now. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is Amaria McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries, telling you, encouraging you to keep on keeping on, but let's keep on early in the morning in Jesus' name.